Welcome to the Non-Binary Show. I'm Mika and I'm non-binary.
I'm Sam and I'm bisexual.
We've been going out for less than a year and we're already getting married.
And that means there's a lot we still don't know about each other.
So each episode we pick a different topic and have an honest conversation.
Today,
unnecessarily gendered products.
Yeah. So, how do you feel about these things existing?
Oh. Am I allowed to get angry on this podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, I usually react very badly at these things. Because it's just like, excuse me? Which one should I choose? Yeah, how
which
do you
one,
feel?
Which one would you choose?
I don't know. I like both.
I think the ones that we see the most are things for women.
Yeah.
And that would just make me just immediately want to get the original one. Because the original one is generic. It's never for men.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, really.
That's how dysphoria is caused, by the way.
Yeah.
Having these things.
Having everything put in a binary.
Especially for, like, if you're non-binary and you AFAB. Yeah. And for you to be recognized as a non-binary is euphoric, but recognized as a male is a bit better than recognized as, like always getting mixed with the female.
Yeah.
It's always, like, very dysphoric.
Kind of like what I keep saying to you, that, like, as a bi person, I would much rather be called gay than straight.
Yeah.
Because straight people are always being validated.
It's like complete erasure of your queerness.
Yeah.
Same.
I'd rather my bi nature was erased than my gay nature.
I would
rather people think I was gay than
that's
just
a bit of a that's a bit of a recognition.
That's
why I don't like these gender things, especially when you just want to buy something like a to take care of your skin.
You talked about in our last episode.
That's why it gets very confusing when you want to transition as a non-binary and you like trans mask and want to look masculine but you still want to have a nice skin.
Yeah.
And all these products just shoving femme in your face.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel dysphoric and you don't want to use them, and then you just lost.
Do you remember I said this to you a couple of weeks ago, that Always, the sanitary products company, they got rid of the female symbol on their packaging?
Yeah.
Because they wanted to include trans men in there as well.
Yep.
So we're slowly getting there to inclusivity.
Yeah.
But there's 115 things we have here of places in the world that aren't quite there
and
yet.
You can't really understand why they have to be gendered in the first place, because there's like sanitary products, you can't understand why they were gendered in the first place, because trans people weren't recognized back then, and like mostly so like at least you can understand why we went there. But these things are just out of this world.
So, shall we start with this list then?
Let's start. We have 115 products to look at.
Okay, so we are on boardpanda.com. Okay, number one. Knitting is only manly if it's done on horseback. What?
Yeah. Lovely gentleman knitting on his horseback.
This is a book called The Manly Art of Knitting.
It's a cowboy.
And if you don't have a cowboy's hat and a horse to sit on, it's not manly knitting.
No.
Might be
no.
gay. Guys, is it okay? Is it gay to knit?
Is it gay to be warm? Okay. Number two.
Do you want to read this one?
Yeah. My superhero loving 7-year-old daughter not impressed when she spotted the sign in Tesco today. So the sign is Avengers alarm clock. And it says fun gifts for boys. And she's very angry.
This girl
is very angry. Like, are you kidding me? It's like, why would you need that? That's the problem.
I feel like this girl wants to take this sign off the holder on the shelf and just shove it in the manager's face.
Yeah,
like, she's so. I'm living her face right now.
We all were in that position at one point. Yeah. It's like, I just want to have this garage.
Yeah.
Just let me have it.
Yeah, like, well, like, I wanted one of those when I was a kid. A garage with all the little tiny cars.
I had some cars. I was lucky to have some cars. Yeah. I didn't have a garage, so I made a lot of, like, garage spaces with cassettes and stuff. Because my dad had a lot of cassettes. So I used to let my imagination go wild with the cassettes on the floor and just...
Oh, that's cute.
It was cute, just building houses with cassettes.
Next one. Books in Harrods children's section.
This one is bad.
There is a pink one on the left, and it says, How to be Gorgeous, Smart Ways to Look and Feel Fabulous.
Yeah, and the one on the right is How to Be Clever, Smart Ways to Get Smarter, and there's a boy on the cover.
Mm.
Funny fact, though, they're both written by women. So, self-erasure, isn't it?
Oh, God. Why do we have this idea that only boys can be smart and adventurous?
Want to be smart, yeah.
Yeah, and adventurous as well. I saw there's been a thing in the last few years in this country by, you know, the shoe shop clerks. They always gender school shoes every September when it's time for kids to start school again. And a couple of years ago, their campaign in the shops, or their signage in the shops, was trainers for boys because they are going to be adventurous. That was their word. And girls had like these just really dainty, strappy shoes with the flowers like on the clips and stuff. And their adjective was pretty.
Yeah. I think you told me about this, yeah.
Mm.
It's really... I think we saw it when we were shopping. We saw something similar. And I pointed it out that it's just annoying. I think that's the problem. Because from the young age, you are shown these things. And if you are a bit different from those things...
Yeah.
From what media tells you, like... ads tells you, you are feel bad and you try pushing it away, which makes it even worse.
Yeah. I mean, like I said in our last episode, I felt confused for years because I liked playing football with my dad.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to pick up a stick in the park and pretend it was a sword.
Yeah.
I liked those kinds of things, but I felt my mom made me feel bad for liking those things because I was a girl and those things are for boys and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, don't even start there. I used to spend my days with my dad. My dad, like, he used to be in the garage with cars and just repairing stuff he's a plumber, so he used to do all that stuff for house heatings and pipes and all that. And I just used to... He's just there doing something and I'm there asking questions about it because I'm interested in all these things. What does this do? What does this do? Like, every time. And my mom blamed my dad for me being like this in the end, yeah.
I'm sorry.
He was too manly around me. Yeah. I'm really glad that he was there.
Hang on. He was too manly, or was your mom not womanly enough?
Oh my God, no! No, my mom was feminine enough, trust me. Yeah, okay. The next one is really funny. So the caption says, I forgot that men and women didn't have the same kind of teeth. So we have Colgate Max White.
For men.
I'm surprised it's not like black.
Yeah, the packaging's still red, isn't it?
Packaging is, like, normal.
Oh, sorry, no, the flavour, the kind of taste of the toothpaste says power peppermint.
Yeah, power peppermint, and it's powerful stain removal for
whiter teeth. For men. listeners, we should point out that we have not seen any of this list. Yeah, we've seen maybe the first three or four.
Yeah, this is a genuine reaction.
These are going to be our genuine reactions, yeah.
Oh my God.
So, number five. When your masculinity is too fragile, but you want a bath bomb. These bath bombs are shaped like grenades.
Man grenade bath blaster.
So what is that description there? Drop in and enjoy the bath of heroes with its explosive rush of black pepper and rosemary. Pure essential oils help to refresh and invigorate the soul.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I would kind of like that kind of a bomb.
I should have told my mom that for Christmas.
Yeah, I would be like, oh, that's cool. You just put the grenade in your bath. I mean, it is cool.
Well, the bad thing is you don't have to pull anything to activate it.
You don't have to pull anything.
No, that's a bad thing. I would want to use it like a grenade and throw it in the bath.
They could do packaging like that, something like...
Yeah.
One bad thing is that if they wouldn't say man everywhere, maybe then yeah. And the grenade doesn't even look very grenade-y. It's nice, light blue color, like very...
There's only so much color that you can make a bath bomb with black pepper. And so it's just come out looking a bit grey.
And the box they're in is with flowers on it, so...
Yeah. Number six. Can't believe that I could hold this chip bag with my little woman hands.
Man-sized bag.
Oh, God. So, Kleenex, they have man-sized tissues. And they had to change the wording on them because there were that many complaints. Thing is, they got away with this for years. Man-sized Kleenex are the best ones. They're the biggest. Yeah. And I don't know why they had to call...
Just use the word big-sized Kleenex. Or, I don't know. Huge Kleenex. I think there are a lot of words to explain big.
I know.
It doesn't have to. You know how many tiny men there are?
It makes you no. It makes you feminine. It makes you a woman if you want to use a tissue. My God,
fellas, is it gay to sneeze?
No. It's not gay to sneeze. It's gay to sneeze into a tissue. If you're a real man, you just sneeze into your sleeve.
Oh, yeah, that's how COVID started. The classic gender binary, men and shoes. So we have toilet doors, I believe.
Oh, that's a bit...
One door signs shows a man figure and the other shows a shoe. Maybe I'm identifying as the wrong gender.
Well, that is not a men figure. That's not a man figure. That is just someone wearing trousers.
Yeah, but...
So, this is for people who either wear trousers or wear shoes.
You can't high wear... heels in this point.
High heels, sorry.
Double choice for men and high heels. That's a first comment.
We are going to do an episode on bathrooms, aren't we?
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Definitely.
We'll go into more detail on that another time. Yeah. All right. Are you a boy or an apricot?
I've seen this one before.
So this is a shampoo for men, and there is a man on the label, and then on the other one there is an apricot.
So that goes back to the dysphoria we feel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure a lot of trans men... would like to have something like smells like an apricot, but they feel dysphoric buying it because it's clearly not for men.
Yeah.
And it just reminds them, you know.
Yeah.
And then you have to put up with men stuff because that's the box you have to live in.
Yeah.
Because that's our society. That's just stupid.
I know.
Or if you like men's things for men, like the scent, the gel you use that I bought says phenomenal. Men is like exaggerated in there, phenomenal, and it smells like a quote unquote man would smell.
I don't know what a man would smell like.
It's usually the same smell for everything. Men shower gel smells the same as that.
Yeah, no, but there is only one smell for man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it's man.
It smells like that gel. But like for someone who uses it, if you like that gel, it doesn't make you a man. It doesn't make you want to be a man.
No.
But you immediately think this, am I want to be a man because I'm using it, because I like men, yeah. like manly.
Which is only making someone just dysphoric.
Yeah, and makes things more complicated than they should be.
Yeah.
Just make it peppermint smell. And a man who likes peppermint will grab it.
Well, you know, the... Okay, so back at Christmas, when I was buying stuff for everybody, I found a bath set. I think it's Bayliss and Harding.
Yeah.
I got my brother-in-law the... I think it's black pepper, again, because apparently that's...
The manliest
flavour. Black pepper and ginseng, which is very good for the skin. It's invigorating. It obviously has those healthy properties. But they still not got any kind of fruity flavour to them. Like, I bought one of my partners in the past. I got him Old Spice aftershave. And it came in a box set with, like, deodorant and something else. I can't remember. But the deodorant had a bit of a citrusy smell to it, and that's the nicest smell I've ever smelt in a man's deodorant.
Yeah.
It was lovely. Smelled like oranges.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't notice that I stole it from him. Oh, God.
Bro nuts. Snack like a man.
Because snacks are such a girly thing, usually.
Yeah, if you like donuts, why is I'm sorry to break it to you, not a man.
Why is the bro nut £3.40?
Because it's for bros, not for hoes.
Oh, let's not get into that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, but it's nice to see that the pink ones underneath in this donut display case are cheaper. £2.20.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay, it's a Tumblr post now. Because a normal donut is too feminine. I can't wait to get a big hot mouthful of some bro nut. Maybe I can combine it with some thick and creamy dude milk.
Oh my God. This is
just... Shit.
Oh, I'll just scroll past it.
Oh, why
please
do
don't.
Men need their own milk?
Yeah, so a lot of cis people say that LGBTQI+ shoves everything in their faces and we sexualize children and all that.
Yeah.
And we have these things as well, like they have clothing that says like girls man or like ladies man and stuff like that. Just reminded me of this.
Yeah.
Like how they're putting on their kids these labels that they're unnecessary yet.
Yeah. Which is what I was saying about the school shoes.
Yeah.
So we've got some bibs here. They obviously can't read yet. So this is pointless.
Yeah.
This is just for parents, really, and nobody else. So we've got a white one with navy blue binding, and it says Boy Genius. And we've got a pink one next to it that says Ready for my hashtag selfie.
Yeah, because girls are stupid.
Girls just love hashtags. Is it gay to use hashtags?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
you have to be a genius.
What the fuck?
So this is a Twitter post, I believe. Gift guide for who exactly? At Amazon headquarters, designer. Guys, what do men want as gifts? Guy 1, box. Guy 2, sheet. Guy 3, egg. That's what Amazon's ad looked like.
I should have got my brother-in-law a box of eggs.
It's a sheet, an egg, and a box. For him.
For him?
Like, I'm so confused right now.
That's the shittest gift guide I've ever seen.
Oh my God.
Oh. Is your gender girly girl or North American?
No, girly girl binoculars. North American binoculars.
Yeah, so the North American ones have camouflage on them. Girly girl ones have flowers. And, not surprisingly, they're also pink. I don't think there's anything else we can say about these things, to be honest. It's just... Okay, we've got a lot to say about this one. Would you like to describe this one?
So, there's a picture of man eating cereal. From a dog bowl. Which says man bowl. The dog bowl for men.
Fellas. us, is it gay to use a bowl that isn't for a dog?
Tell us, is it gay to eat?
Is it gay to be a dog?
Do you have something else to say?
Oh, there's a comment under here.
Do you want to read it?
This is truly the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Like, despite the fact that they're literally marketing a dog bowl for humans, specifically men, to eat out of, they have to put the word man on the side of the bowl, like in the Rambo font, so that your masculinity cannot be challenged while you're eating out of this dog bowl for men.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the font.
Yeah, the font is like a army print thing, isn't it?
It's like for those women who get mad at their husbands and kicks them out to the dog house.
Oh, that's what it's for. See, now it makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah. I think you should do this one or not.
Okay, oh, so we have clothing again for little babies. And how you call this thing?
A onesie.
A onesie, yeah. And that's, I'm assuming, for boys, because it's blue and it has very t-shirty.
There's a cape on the back.
And a cape, and it says, I'm super. And the other one is purple, pinkish, and it says, I hate my thighs. Because women hate their thighs.
Babies don't even know what thighs are.
Babies' thighs are the cutest.
We're making them. Well, we're not even making them aware of it. We're just putting that on them.
That is what is wrong with this world.
Moving on. Someone's made a pink poop emoji cuddly toy. We really need to draw the line at gendering poop.
Do you see what it says on
okay,
the back?
Okay,
on the label?
The label is called Princess Poop Pillow. Princess poop.
So if your poop
to princess's poop pink poop.
If your poop is not pink, you're a piece of trash.
I think if I pooped pink poop, I'd feel so glamorous.
No, I think if I pooped pink, I would go to the doctor. Oh my god!
Here we go, man yeah. Size Kleenex.
Okay.
For my male tears.
I should get those every time I cry, at least I'll feel bad. Did they discontinue them?
No, they've just changed the wording on it, I think.
There's nothing to say, you will already
talk. Yeah. Men's bread. Made with organic flax, organic pumpkin seeds, and organic sesame seeds. So you really need something organic for it to be manly, I think.
I honestly have no idea what is going on.
Men's bread!
I think I've been buying wrong bread all
Why
this
is
time.
There someone on a bicycle in the picture?
Because that's manly. I don't even know what to say.
This is also like some kind of army font, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like a stamp on a wooden box.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah. Tiny and breakable like men's ego.
Pokey? Men's?
Pocky?
Pocky?
Is this Mikado sticks? Like a knockoff of Mikado chocolate sticks?
Maybe. But it is men's snack, so...
Oh.
You can buy it, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I'm not a doctor. But do women need their own laxative tablets?
It might be the thing that, like, male and female bodies are different and have different traits. And some things can react differently. So it might be that things are different.
Yeah.
And there's something in them that works better for each
Well, of judging them. From the wording on the boxes, so... Normal Dulcolax, laxative tablet, says gentle, predictable, overnight relief. 100 tablets in a box.
Yeah.
The pink box that says the word women on it twice, I've just noticed, says gentle enough for sensitive stomachs. Dependable overnight relief. 90 in a box.
What I suspect is that it might cost more to, if it's actually gentler than the other one.
Yeah.
If there's something in it differently.
But associating that with women,
yeah, though, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I would understand why it's 90 tablets, but saying that it's for women is bad. Just say it's for sensitive stomachs.
No, but dependable overnight relief, because women need someone to depend on.
Thank you, reading into that too much now.
Well, you, forgive me for reading into it. The word women is on there twice. Also, I've got to say that again, 90 to a box.
Yeah.
If you're more sensitive, shouldn't you have even more? Oh, God.
Good thing there are man candles. I couldn't illuminate my house without crushing my fragile masculinity otherwise.
Guys, is it gay to like fire?
Is it gay to candle?
I like that that's a verb now. Ugh, man just... candles. I can't...
I'll try to...
Is that in French or Italian or something?
Espresso.
Where are you reading?
Vodka and schnapps.
Oh, there it is.
The
vodka,
smell.
Vodka and schnapps.
Sodas.
I would love myself some sodas. Oh, I don't want my living room to smell like a carpenter's workshop.
I like sodas smell. I like how it smells.
Do you want the whole house to smell like that, though?
No. You can make your garage
espresso.
Smell like that. Espresso? I would love espresso.
See, that's okay. I would have
or
that.
Old oak tree would actually smell nice as well.
Old oak tree, though. So it's vintage. Vagabond!
What's that?
A traveller that doesn't want to stay in one place. And open field. That's nice, though. That's not manly.
Can we come back to vagabond?
Vagabond. Do I want my house to smell like a tramp?
It's just... What? I can go work out for a bit and our house will smell like that.
You're saying when you work out, you smell like a tramp?
No, like if you don't shower for a few days, you would smell like a tramp.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, please.
This is bizarre.
Real men don't make selfies, they make self trees. This is some signage stuck to the window outside a clothes shop. Looks like something like Cotton Traders.
Like, if you like selfies and you think you're a man, you aren't. So, moving on. Today in the unnecessarily gendered products, the Earth.
The Earth.
The Earth.
Girl globe. This girl on the box is hugging the globe.
She's just loving the globe. She's loving the Earth.
Because it's finally pink.
Yeah. That's all we wanted. All women. That's all women wanted.
Well, it's Mother Nature, isn't it? How do we know the Earth isn't actually pink?
Fellas, is it gay to Earth? I have to stop using it.
No, I like it. I love it.
Today in infuriatingly gendered. Boys' rules and girls' rules. I'm assuming you can buy these for like a room or something.
Yeah.
I like the idea of it. It looks nice. So it's like a board of words and like rules.
Okay, I think we should read one each.
Okay, I'll read boys' rules because I'm more masked. Yeah, so boys' rules. No girls allowed. Play games. Use your imagination. Climb trees. Be brave. Build a fort. Hunt for treasure. Tell jokes. Have fun. Get dirty. Have adventures.
Yeah. Girls' rules. No boys allowed. Dance like a ballerina. Sing songs. Play dress up. Paint your nails. Believe in fairies. Bake cupcakes, dream big, play pretend, read fairy tales, laugh often, have tea parties. At least dream big is in there. But everything else is... Ugh. What if a boy wants to dance like a ballerina?
As an NB, I can tell you that I want to do probably almost all of them. Don't like dancing like a ballerina, but...
I don't want to climb a tree.
Oh, I would love to climb a tree. A bit too old for that.
Fellas, is it gay to not want to get wet in the rain? Men's umbrella.
It's just, there's nothing to say.
Nope.
Just if you can't handle the rain, you're not a man.
Mm.
Simple. Boys' Bible.
Fellas, is it gay to Bible?
The ultimate manual. Finally, a Bible just for boys. We were waiting for this.
They can't. You can't call the Bible manual.
Discover gross and gory Bible stuff.
Apply the Bible to your own life through fun doodles, sketches, and... Okay, I'm sorry, but for boys or girls, who is drawing doodles of the Bible?
I'm very confused right now.
Again. Learn how to become more like Jesus, mentally, physically, spiritual. I hope no one can become as spiritual as Jesus.
Q-tips, not a gender product at all. Made to look masculine and even calls it a tool to make it not feminine.
Oh, for God's
sake. It says Q-tips, cotton swabs, man's ultimate multi-tool.
Oh, okay, the picture on the in the background over on this text makes it look like
metal some... plates.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's like metal plates screw and the man's ultimate multi-tool thing is screwed on.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Sleeping bags. They just like look the same. They just have women and men.
I have no words anymore.
It's just, they look the same. Sleeping bags look the same, but they just have words over them to say which one is which. That's just how it is. Just don't even.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So, do you like batteries? I have bad news for you. You were buying wrong ones all this time.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, these batteries come with a free balloon!
Why do I need batteries for my balloon? Have I been using balloons wrong as well this whole time? I have nothing. I don't know what to say.
Oh, there's some expensive pink batteries. $5.99 for four.
Four batteries. They have a unicorn on them.
Mm. And a castle. And a princess.
And a princess. So, you're lost if you're not buying them.
Oh, how are we gendering pickles?
Oh, gherkin mad.
Oh, this isn't English.
Gherkin bub.
Yeah. I wonder what that means.
As a girl, your pickle have to taste lovely. So someone's translated.
I believe this is in German?
German, I think.
As a girl, your pickles have to taste lovely, and as a boy, it has to taste strong. Gosh, so wrong in so many ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one is pink, the other one is blue.
Yeah.
As it's supposed to be. Dude wipes for dudes.
Fellas, is it gay to wipe your ass?
Definitely. But we'll talk about this next time too.
Yeah.
Because there are people who actually think that. Moving on. The boy picked up some stamps, like a stamp set.
Yeah.
And it says girl stuff. And stamps, the boy is asking.
Stamp sets. Yeah. Why are these things girly?
Yeah.
Why is it girly to have a stamp of a hand?
And those stamps are just hand, foot, sun, heart, star, and they're just colourful.
Yeah.
So stupid.
This boy doesn't look happy either. Same with the girl in the Marvel toys.
And that's how you get confused, like...
Yeah.
He would be scared now to show it to his friend. Because
bully starts. Was I not supposed to like this?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't even read the thing.
Why do women's sponges... Why does having an oval-shaped sponge mean it's for women?
God damn it, I've been using the wrong one again.
Oh, but it is pink. It's pink, so that's okay. Yeah. Oh my God, I've just seen the prices. Okay, so the women's sponge is pink, and it's £3.25. The men's one is actually the more expensive one, and it's blue and rectangular, and it's got dips in the sides for actually holding it properly, which is good. So yes, women don't need that. Women can actually hold a sponge.
Women have time to sit there in the bath and catch the sponge.
Oh, because men don't go in the bath.
No, men just went into the shower 10 minutes later. They don't have time to hold
the
sponge. No,
men don't have time to go in the shower at all.
Someone says, in my opinion, the men's one is not square enough. It's quite square.
And no, go back up, go back up. Okay, so those things on the sides, those aren't places for you to hold the sponge. Those are its curves. That's its waist. Look at it differently. Make sure you don't accidentally have a woman birthday. This is a birthday card. It's blue, naturally. It's got a picture of a pint glass on the top. And it says, happy man birthday. Have a splendid one. What man is calling his birthday splendid? Be real.
Gamer.
A gamer. Oh, happy man birthday. That's not even funny.
No.
There's no pun there.
No. I think they ran out of ideas at this point.
I'm my brain is melting. I can feel it.
Yeah, it just there's no words for some of these things. It's just again, these people who care about these things say that we are shoving things in their faces.
Yeah.
When they do that.
Yeah.
They're confusing themselves.
This is kind of like, are straights okay?
It is. Are cis okay?
Are cis okay? Shall we call it a day?
I think so.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Non-Binary Show.
You can follow and message us on Instagram at non.bi.neri or over on Facebook at facebook.com/non.bi.neri.show.
We're posting a lot more podcast updates and stuff from our personal lives, but most of the time you'll see queer memes.
You can also send us a voice message on Anchor at anchor.fm/non-binary. That's all one word, no dots.
Send us a voice message and you might be in our next episode.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.